Hey everybody, welcome back to Direct Message on Full Service Radio with neon artist and sculptor Craig Kraft. This neon sign that's just behind us is the centerpiece of Full Service Radio. You made this for us.
Yeah, we did. With your help, this was a kind of project as part of my work as a neon artist, is to help others realize their dreams and visions. And we have several assistants that help me with that, a tube bender and then a fabricator.
And when you're saying tube bender, can you explain what you mean by that? Because you're one of the few in the United States, I think, who are still bending your own glass.
Yeah, I still bend my own glass. My projects got awful big in the last 15 years, and so I ended up partnering with a commercial tube bender, basically someone who does signage and border lettering. And basically, you know, just to give you a little detail about it, it comes in a 4-foot stick, and the wall thickness is at about a 16th of an inch. So we're putting it in a fire, you know, bringing it up to molten temperature, you know, over 1,000 degrees. So it's basically getting a little soupy.
And then we soupy glass.
Soupy,
I love that.
Soupy glass, that's right. And then when we bend it, we bend it up, you know, and we blow into it with a little puff of air, and that keeps the diameter of the glass the same. But it is very, very tricky. When I was about 25 or 26, and I was in New York City, you know, surrounded by budding artists and some who, you know, were mature artists, I did some soul searching about what I wanted to do. And I had this epiphany, this moment where I knew I wanted to become an artist. But so the neon part was just part of my inquiry into becoming an artist. But when I saw the magic of I was using cast figures, body cast figures and fragments, and then the neon lighting around them. I was drawing around them, and I was backlighting them. It was so magical. I mean, I was just driven to use neon in my work from that moment on. After I did neon for so long, I sort of became, you know, a national expert in neon, you know, probably around 15 or 20 years of it. And the Smithsonian started to call on other museums to restore historic artworks. Probably the most important restoration that I did was for a Jasper Johns painting that was created in 1956, and it had a double-stroke neon R with neon in it, the red-orange gas. I took it very carefully from the National Museum to my studio.
Very carefully.
Yeah, and I didn't open it for about over a week, just trying to get my focus to complete 100% focus, because, you know, of course, you can't take it out and make any mistakes at all. You'd have to leave town, you know. Obviously, DC has been very good to me. I mean, what the my visions and things that I've created have been very well accepted. The community itself has been very supportive, and, you know, a piece of advice I would give, and it's not that uncommon a piece of advice, but is to find that passion, and then second, to share it with people.